Thanks, Gino. Now, to share a little bit about the beautiful artwork at this site, please welcome Margaret Bruning, Director of Civic Art for the Los Angeles County Arts Commission.
Well, good morning, Hacienda Heights. I am thrilled to be here on behalf of Laura Zucker, the Executive Director of the Los Angeles County Arts Commission. We are honored to celebrate this great day with you. At the Arts Commission, we believe that the imaginations of creative people help build healthy, thriving communities. And I can see that you believe in that here too at Hacienda Heights. I'm so impressed at the incredible arts and cultural services that will be taking place here and that are happening today with our young people performing for us today. It's beautiful. To make the arts a daily reality, the county actually has a civic art policy in which 1% of county capital projects is dedicated for custom created art in civic spaces like this one. Hacienda Heights Community Park and Center is now home to a new artwork called Circles of Ripple by artist James Dinn. James, will you stand and wave for everyone again? Okay, because I'm going to mention James again at the end of these remarks, and I want you all to know what James looks like. This is a permanent artwork, and I want to tell you a little bit about your new permanent artwork. It's a large-scale artwork that comes from the land art tradition. That's called the land art tradition, in which an artist utilizes natural materials like soil, rocks, and plants in the creation of an experiential artwork, one that you can interact with. In its overall design, this artwork reflects the local geography and the flat lands that rise towards the crescent shape of the Puente Hills Mountains. But to experience more of the details of the artwork, I encourage you to explore it and find all that it has to offer. Whether the obvious features or subtle clues, you will find an artwork that's rooted in the histories of Hacienda Heights. But, like Hacienda Heights, of course, will change as time goes by. We have a visual timeline of the community from its agricultural heritage to the present day. You'll also find seating areas and low water use grasses with boulders and river cobblestones. But there are also three California sycamore trees that are the centerpiece. These majestic California sycamores have been long considered sacred by many people throughout ancient history. And the sycamore is also legally protected across Southern California. The sycamore, which if you don't recognize it, I hope you will recognize it after today. Take a look around the park. You'll find the sycamore utilized along with other trees. It's best known for its dramatic mottled bark patterning and dense leaf canopy. These trees, while small and young now in the artwork, will soon grow large enough to shade the artwork and the seating areas during hot summer months. And they'll drop their leaves in cooler months. And I hope for years to come that you will enjoy watching the seasons through these special trees. Now, we simply could not do this work without the participation of the community and many of the people that have already been mentioned here today. I do want to mention a few additional names. For this project, we would like to remember especially Cecilia Wichter, longtime curator with the La Puente Valley Historical Society, for her generosity and participation. And for those of you who knew Cecilia, you knew she was incredibly generous of heart. She shared her stories with James about growing up in the area, and she provided many historical photos in the artwork. And unfortunately, Cecilia sadly passed away in 2013 and is not here to see the finished artwork. But we hope that she would be happy to see Hacienda Heights' cultural legacy displayed in perpetuity in this fantastic new park. I also want to thank especially our board chairman and 4th District Supervisor Don Canabi for his leadership and passion, not only for our communities, but also integrating the arts and culture into the fabric of our lives, as we see here at Hacienda Heights. I also thank our project coordination committee who shepherded the design and implementation process of this artwork, and particularly 4th District staff, our arts deputy, Steve Napolitano. Steve, I'm not sure if you're here or in the bouncy house, but we thank you especially for playing such a valuable role in bringing civic art to the 4th District. Also, I'd like to thank Joe Mendoza, Dickie Simmons, and Gail Tierney for your enthusiastic partnership as always. Julie Yom and Jim Smith from the Department of Parks and Recreation, and of course Eric Chow from the CDC and everyone at the CDC. And we thank numerous times in one day our contractors and our architects and design team who helped make this a reality. That's WWCOT and DLR Design Group. Thank you again for working with an artist to make our park even better. I also thank Adria Ybarra, our community representative on the coordination committee, E. Rappaport, an arts professional who advised us, and Arts Commissioner Laurel Carabian, and our public art project managers, Eric Cubali and Becca Ansert. Now, after the program, I want you to please join James in commemorating the artwork. James has Polaroid cameras. He's going old school with us today, and you're going to take your own custom photos. Together, you'll build upon the story of this park. James is going to ask you to take a selfie and write a wish on that photograph for yourself, your family, or community. We'll string them across the sycamores and together create a collective story that begins today. James hopes this act of creating community wishes will inspire future events here at the park, and I have the feeling those future events are already in progress. Again, thank you and congratulations to everyone once again for a new park that I believe represents the best of Los Angeles County. Thank you.